306 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Q74X, American State Trials. There is detail enough in the morning, and he admits that they are lies. Now, in his third statement, that of May 28th, he changes the time of writing the letters from Friday to Saturday. Here are two pages of what he said, all of which he afterwards said were lies. He says that he made the statement that he wrote the notes on Friday in order to divert suspicion from his being connected with the murder which happened on Saturday. He also says that this is his final and true statement. God only knows how many statements he will make. He said he made the statement voluntarily and truthfully without promise of reward, and that he is telling the truth and the whole truth. He said in his statement that he never went to the building on Saturday. Yet we know that he was lurking in the building all morning on the day of the murder. We know that he watched every girl that walked into that building so closely that he could tell you the spots on their dresses. We know that he was drunk or had enough liquor in him to fire his blood. I know why he wouldn't admit being in that building on Saturday. He had guilt on his soul, and he didn't want it to be known that he was there on Saturday. That's why. When they pinned him down, what did he do? He says that he was watching for Frank. My God, wasn't he a watchman? He said that he heard Frank and Mary Fagan walking upstairs, and that he heard Mary Fagan scream, and that immediately after hearing the scream, he let Montine Stover into the building. Why, they even have him saying that he watched for Frank when another concern was using the very floor space in which Frank's office was located, and you know they wouldn't submit to anything like that. Look again. He says that Mr. Frank said, Jim, can you write? What a lie. He admitted that he had been writing for Frank for 2 years. It's awful to have to argue about a thing like this, gentlemen. You will remember, Hooper said, how foolish of Conley to write these notes. How much more foolish, I say, of Frank to do it.